Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. Our Sunday worship is on site and online at 9:30 a.m., and you can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. This week we have a very special Palm Sunday service with scripture and song put on by our choir. But there is a homily by Pastor Caressa that is continuing our Meeting Jesus at the Table theme, and you can hear what she has to say for our Palm Sunday and how Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem can flip all of our expectations upside down.
On this Sunday, we find ourselves juxtaposed between praise and glory and excitement that the new king is coming with the reality of the impending suffering and death that Jesus will receive. At the beginning of the service, we see Jesus as he enters into the gates of Jerusalem, and there's a huge parade, maybe not as quiet as Prince Ali of Aladdin, but as we heard from Ali, but still a huge parade, people grabbing branches, palm branches from the trees and waving them, laying their coats down on the ground for like a red carpet for this king, for this one that was coming to be their king. And by riding on a donkey, which may seem very odd to us, wouldn't a king ride on a stallion coming into this great city of Jerusalem? But yet Jesus rides on a donkey. But what the people of God knew is that that donkey was a symbol, a sign that fulfilled the Old Testament prophecy about who their Messiah would be. And the crowds shout, "Hosanna!" But you see, Hosanna is not a shout of praise. Hosanna actually means save us. And so the people were shouting, "Hosanna, save us! Save us from the oppression of this Roman Empire. Save us from these corrupt religious leaders. Save us from this poverty and despair." And these hope-filled pilgrims that had come from all over erupt singing Psalm 118, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And these people wanted and expected a king, a mighty warrior to conquer that Roman Empire, to take back Jerusalem so that Israel could be a nation again. But this king, this Jesus, would not come to bring back an empire or a nation of might and force. This king came to inaugurate the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. A reign of mercy and grace, forgiveness and peace. A kingdom where all people are accepted and loved and can experience salvation. This king, Jesus, would come in the name of the Lord, not might and violence. This king would take the place of those who are suffering, not lord it over them. This king would teach and embody peace, not conflict, love, not hate, forgiveness, not revenge, compassion, not malice, mercy, not spite, reconciliation, not division. This king would lay down his life for his own people. Yet how quickly the crowds that of the parade of Sunday, of Palm Sunday, fade into the stillness of the night. How quickly their hosannas turn into crucify him on that Friday we call good. You see, for weeks, Jesus told the disciples what would happen, what must happen. But the disciples could not understand what he was saying. They could not fathom that their master, their teacher, would suffer and die, would be betrayed and handed over to be crucified. And while the disciples struggled to fully comprehend, Jesus knew. Jesus knew what would happen when he entered that eastern gate of Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Jesus knew that the fickle faith of the crowds would falter under pressure. Jesus knew that Judas, one of his friends, his partner in ministry for 3 years, would betray him. Jesus knew that his own disciples would abandon him and Peter would deny him. And Jesus knew that there was no turning back, that this is what he must do, what he was born to do, what he was called to do, that this was God's saving plan. And yet it was agonizing. His heart was in anguish, his mind in despair, and in his full humanity, Jesus feared what was about to take place. And so he retreats to the Garden of Gethsemane to be with God, to pray with God, to find comfort in God. And he takes Peter, James, and John with him. And as there, once they get into the garden, and Jesus is there with his three, his inner circle, that he reveals how he is truly, truly feeling in this moment. And he says, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Please, please stay here with me and keep watch." Of the many painful scenes in the last hours of Jesus' life, this scene in the garden is one of the most poignant. Jesus, the Christ, I mean, the Savior of the world, falls to his knees and desperately cries out to God, "My Father, if it is possible, please, please take away this cup of suffering." But then he finishes that prayer with, "Yet, not as I will it, but as you will it." And then Jesus prays a second time, "My Father, if it is not possible to take this cup of suffering and death away from me, then may your will be done." And then a third time, Jesus prays, but this time very, very simply and powerfully, "God, thy will be done." Within this progression of his three prayers, we see the raw and real internal wrestlings of Jesus. He earnestly cries out to God for this impending pain and suffering to be taken away. And I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've felt that way. I've prayed a similar prayer. Maybe you have too. "God, please take away this pain and suffering. God, please, please don't let me go through this. God, anything but this." And with each prayer, we hear Jesus' anguish and his despair. But we also witness his wrestlings growing into courage. The courage to say, "Not my will, but your will, O God." Here in this powerful moment, Jesus demonstrates how we are to pray in difficult times, how to take on a posture of humility, vulnerability, honesty, and dependence on God. When faced with a scary, heart-wrenching, painful situation, Jesus first seeks God. Did you notice that? Jesus goes to be with God. Jesus goes off to pray with God, to be with God, to cry out to God. And friends, we're called to do the same. And second, Jesus is honest in his prayer. He owns and expresses the fear that he's feeling, his internal struggle, how he is really pulled in two different directions. As a human, I want to live. I want there to be another way, but then, "Yet, God, I am yours. And so I follow you." And friends, we are called to do the same. We are called to be honest in our prayers, to cry out for God, to know that God knows our thoughts and our feelings, and that God is big enough to handle all of it. God, why is this happening? Why do I have to go through this? Or why did that have to happen? And as we see in Jesus, I believe there is power and comfort in speaking the truth to God as we pray, even if it reveals our own fears and vulnerabilities. And as Jesus prays, he moves from my will to thy will. Even as he pleads for his life, Jesus comes to realize that it may not be God's will. It may not be his will, but it may be God's will, and that he is called to follow God even into the valley of the shadow of death, to death on a cross. So friends, we, like Jesus, acknowledge that our desire, our plans, our design may not necessarily be God's will. And so we too need to take that posture of prayer, to enter into a time of listening, to understand, a time of discernment, to discern what is God's will for us. His time in prayer prepares Jesus for what comes next. And may our time in prayer prepare us. So friends, as we enter this holy week, this week where we begin with palms and celebration that moves into the darkness of Good Friday, may we spend that time in prayer, and may we intentionally journey with Jesus to the cross and to the empty tomb. And as we await the new dawn of Easter, we first stand with Jesus and one another in the somber face of suffering and death. And we sit with this sorrow in darkness so that we can truly, truly see the light and hope that Easter brings.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. If you want to know more about New Hope, you can subscribe to our weekly email newsletter, The Midweek Memo, by going to our website and signing up. Friends, may you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and may you go and love your neighbor as yourself. Go in peace.